Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Want to welcome all our new listeners and our regulars. Thank you for joining us tonight. I know we got a couple from Texas joining us. Got an email from them, so appreciate you listening.
Texas.
Texas.
Everything Dallas, bigger in Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas.
Yep. Maybe we'll do some racing down there sometime, huh, guys?
There you go. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I spent a year down there in the colony.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Do I dare ask what the colony is?
No, it wasn't like Waco.
Oh, okay. Was it a Waco-type colony?
No, it was not. It wasn't a Waco-type colony.
Was it a cult of any kind?
No, not at all.
No Kool-Aid for everybody else except you? No,
nothing. No
like
spaceships
that.
Come nothing. To get us.
Cool. Well, that's good. I'm glad you survived the colony.
Yeah. Yeah, back in 79, really? A long time ago.
That's cool. Dallas is cool. I mean, I don't know if anybody's, you haven't been there. I mean, Texas alone, obviously, is huge in itself. But
yes,
I used
is.
To live down in Texas for a short period of time.
Yeah, where?
Abilene, Texas.
Abilene?
Yeah, up kind of middle-ish towards the top. Middle towards the top.
That panhandle?
Not quite that far.
Abilene,
up.
Mexico, Texas?
Abilene, Mexico, Texas, yep. So, what'd you think of Texas?
Huh?
What'd you think of Texas? Were you allowed out of the colony?
Big and flat. When they let me.
Okay.
In a white robe.
Is colony a code word for something we don't know about?
No, there's a little town called the Colony.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Cool. Well, no, I know. I didn't know
it's,
that.
It's
is it like the Alamo? Is it by the Alamo?
It's south of Dallas.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. And Fort Worth, but right in between, but south.
Right.
Yep. Nice Sweet. Little town.
Sweet. Yep.
I enjoyed it down there.
Yeah, Texas is cool.
Until I watched a tornado come over the back porch.
Exactly. I tell you what, like you said, everything's bigger in Texas. So are the storms, man. Let me tell you. Rainstorms, bigger. Lightning storms, bigger. Tornadoes, bigger.
I was with my sister. We moved from Georgia to Texas, the colony.
Wow.
And I don't know. We were there about 2 weeks and... And sirens going off, TV, and
looking for storms.
She had a big ranch,
wow,
200-acre ranch behind
That's
her.
Cool,
you know. And
sounds like a racetrack to me.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yeah.
And one day, here comes this funnel.
Wow,
big,
oof.
Black and gray funnel, man. Scary.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, bathtub. That's where we were.
That's crazy.
Got blankets over us, pillows under us.
You know, that's one thing I would not want to experience.
Nope. I don't wish that upon
tornadoes.
Anybody.
Yeah. That's why I don't live anywhere that gets tornadoes.
I mean, couldn't imagine living through one, but just seeing one was enough for me.
Right.
I was like, Mother Nature, don't screw around.
With tornadoes, yeah.
No. All there is to it. That's it. Click your heels. Take me back to Kansas, Bart.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Of course, the voice of the one and the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
I'm back.
Back. Thank you. Thank you for being back.
What? Didn't you have fun last week?
It was fun. Of course, yeah. It was
did you miss me?
Fun. I did miss you. I always miss
Gary
you when you're not
you.
Here. Gary, I can't tell if he missed you or not. It's hard to tell if Gary...
Dan missed me.
Dan always, he missed you. It was a great show. I don't know if you caught any of it. If not, of course, there's archives.
I came in about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes in.
Cool.
When I got to it after I was taking care of Bonnie.
Dan, of course,
and,
great guest as usual.
We were talking about I-15 being the Autobahn.
Yeah.
For the United States.
How is Bonnie?
Good.
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 Pulling through it.
Went to the doctor, had her sutures removed today.
Good.
Moved her arm.
Wow.
She's doing doing good.
She'll be back to backhanding you in no time.
Oh, it was the third day. I knew she was getting better.
Yeah.
It was New Year's Eve and I was getting yelled at. I knew the drugs had worn off and she's doing real good again.
You're back there making a phone call to a doctor. Can we get some more of them painkillers or whatever she's on?
I didn't get hit as much.
Right. They're not for her. They're for me. So when she hits me, I don't feel it.
I was like, for 3 days there, I could get within arm's distance.
You could still run faster than her, though, right?
Yeah.
She's getting close, I'm sure.
No, it isn't run. It's duck.
He can run faster than her, but wait until he comes back.
Yeah, don't get caught.
That's right. Cornered.
All right.
He's got to come home sometime.
It's known as cornered, but thanks for asking. Yeah. She's doing
cool. That's good to hear.
Doing real well, thank goodness.
Sweet.
Yeah. So.
And then, of course, the man always watching TV. I mean hockey.
I don't even like either team.
The man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
You're watching two teams you don't even like. Why is the TV even on?
This is where I happen to... I'm a Montreal Canadian fan tonight.
Do these games affect your team at all?
No, my team's way out there in the lead, so...
Oh, listen to him.
Like 8 games in the lead.
Dang. So they don't have to play for, like...
Eight games.
And they're fine, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, well, why are you watching it then?
Something to watch on TV.
Okay, so, Jay, this is
Mike. How you doing, man?
Good, hey, how you doing tonight? What are you up to tonight? Doing
not
a show?
Bad. What?
Yeah, doing maybe a motorsports show or something like that? No?
Something like that.
Tuesday night, 6
p.m.? Hey, it's on before the show,
man.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah. All right. How about we all turn around? We'll take a moment of silence and watch. What'd you say? Montreal and who?
Philadelphia.
The orange guys against the white guys. There you go. That's a good description.
It's 1-3. Looks like the
orange guys win.
The orange guys are winning.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You can fix that.
What's the mission now, Gary? Besides TV. I won't give you a hard
time. It's January. We need to get some cars running. That's the mission.
You know how fast race season comes upon us. It seems like it's far away, but you start adding up the weekends. You only have like 8 weekends or
11.
11 weekends, you know, which
11.
Doesn't turn out to very many days when you actually work on it.
I've seen somewhere... I don't know how true it is, but I've seen somewhere that it's 81 days to racing from today.
And remember, most guys don't have 81 days to actually work on their cars 8 hours a day for 81 days. So you're talking, divide that by how many weekends, you know, and not a lot of time.
I'll check it again.
Especially if you have to order parts.
1, 2, yeah, right?
Well, because you know you're not the only one ordering parts. Everybody's prepping for a race season. I think most tracks that run a regular, you know, series kind of starts March, April.
I walked into a parts place today, and the gentleman said, "Hey, Gary, how's it going?" I said, "It's pretty good." He said, "Race seasons must be coming up, huh?" Because I haven't seen you in some time.
Yeah, that's good and bad, because if he's seen you all year, that means your car's breaking parts all year long.
That's right.
So it's good for pre-season prep.
Yeah, March 26th, coming up, 11 weekends.
And that's if you want to make the first race, not the first practice. First practice, that's what I was going by, I think it was the March 12th, which is 8 weeks, I believe. So that's what I think I was getting at, if you want to actually get in your car, test it on a Saturday.
Thanks for the reminder.
On a race day, so.
Well, if you're going to run in Pahrump, you got 4 weekends.
Are you serious? When do they start their season?
Their first test and tune is January 30th at 1 p.m.
Oh, my God.
And their first race is February 6th, all classes, 3 p.m.
Man, can you believe their season?
February 6th.
It's already starting.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So if you're a dirt racer going to race in Pahrump, you're probably pushing to get those parts in and get your stuff worked on.
And they have a test in tune on the 30th.
Of this. Yeah, that's what Jay said, this month. Man. Wow, so that's around the corner.
For racers, the biggest question is, can I get that overnight shipped to me?
Yeah, exactly. How much is overnight shipping?
It says free shipping. Is that exactly. Mean overnight?
Exactly.
Because I needed it last month.
Of course, usually the most up-to-date information is at thebombernation.com website. You can go to www.thebombernation.com. And usually on the first page, if not, definitely click on the message boards and, you know, probe around and see what's happening. Parts, you're looking for parts, there they are. And on the message boards, scroll down and you'll find parts for sale. And if you want to sell parts, you want to trade parts, it's all right there at thebombernation.com website. One sport, one nation. So, and... Yeah. That's PrumpValleySpeedway.com if you want to go check out their schedule there, which is crazy. It's here.
It's here already. Yep. February 6th. That's so. It. They'll have four races in by the time we get started at LVMS.
Wow.
February 6th, February 20th, March 5th, and March 19th.
Cool.
Yep.
Wow. So the plan, I guess, that brings up LVMS, of course, LVMS practice coming up March 12th. It's a pre-registration day and practice for all divisions. Yep. And if you're going to make that, you better start working on your stuff now. But
you're down to 9 weeks.
Exactly. Does that mean you guys are kind of focusing on LVMS again with the JC Motorsports Bombers, possibly? Any other... things going on. We got a little smirk and a smile, but that's about it. So we'll see what happens with JC Motorsports and the JC Motorsports team.
It's all a secret.
It's a secret. It's a mission.
It's all a secret.
It's a secret mission.
Everything's a secret.
It's a secret mission. So
yes, I have committed to another year at the Bowl.
LVMS. Cool.
Yes.
Should be a good year. I mean, last year, obviously, for your team was... something else for being back on the asphalt after all these years. So top tens.
Three out of four,
which ain't bad at all. So
not bad for the first day there.
Exactly.
Or the first year.
First year back.
Can't wait to see when you guys try a little harder next year. No, I mean this year. I guess it's this year.
As I said, after the first three races, we're 7 years behind the cheating times out there.
No. That's not cheating. You're behind technology. The technology.
You want to bring up technology.
There's a hell of a lot of difference in what they do in technology.
The technology. And I'm talking technical. I'm talking tech being technology. You guys are being out-teched.
I don't mean to take this off the subject of racing.
Okay.
But
we'll let you.
I got to register my truck.
Okay.
All right. Now, last year, I got my registration card, and there was an extra dollar fee on there.
$1. Okay.
It was a prison fee.
Okay.
Okay.
They were expecting you to come back to them, so okay.
They were buying your soaps in advance.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
If they're running out of soap, they don't want to pick it up. I understand. A dollar goes to the prison,
exactly.
And they get a new bar issued to them every time they pay. I can understand that. Well, everybody, when you look at your registration card this year, okay, and you brought it up, okay, there is now another $1 fee.
Oh, boy.
A technology fee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What the hell is this for? I have no idea. Is this because the DMV had switched to
computers
and they send you a text message that you are 3 hours and 72 minutes away from getting
maybe
served next?
Maybe we'll be having those emoticons in the future from them or something.
I don't know. Maybe this $1 technology fee goes to Mark Allison for building bridges or something. I don't. I'm not sure.
You don't think they're going to pay for anything, do you?
Joe Faure passing that along.
Well, last year was a prison fee. This year, you got to pay a $1 technology fee.
Is the prison fee still there?
No, that's gone. Okay.
Now a technology
fee. They stocked
fee.
Up on soap. All right.
Now it's a technology fee.
Yeah.
Ask him next time when you go in there to register. Say, what is this going towards?
Oh, I am.
What am I actually buying for a dollar? Do I get like headphones or what's this technology fee?
I have no idea. Each year there's another fee that the state comes up with.
You'll either see it there or they'll just sneak it in on where it says federal taxes. One or the other. You get a dollar, you probably won't even see it. No, what's that extra dollar?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah. And it's $20 a year on top of everything else to keep your personalized license plates. $20 a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have that on your business truck.
The personalized, I wonder why that's extra. If it's not taken anyways.
Well, I don't mind paying for it when you first get it.
Right, one time.
You know, what is $20 it, like $45 the first time?
Yeah,
something
I
like
think
that?
So. But then $20 every year after that.
That's weird because it's already, you know, it's like you got it and it's already taken. So like any other number, nobody else is going to get it anyways.
Oh. It takes $20 for pay a prisoner to go get the stamp out of storage.
But that's one time.
So they can re-stamp it again.
They don't stamp. Oh, they're stamping again. They went to stickers for a while, and that didn't last too long. Now they're stamping again, I think.
Yeah, I think it's JJ's car trailer, man. You can't even see the license plate.
Oh, yeah.
And the paint is wearing off.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's faded. Maybe they need to explore, put my dollar towards painting technology.
Maybe that's where it's going. You don't know.
Sticks on the license plate, you know, because all that's there is galvanized. Nothing there.
The plate on my service van is doing the exact same thing.
It's peeling.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
There's the dollar prison fee that went out the window for the for getting quality work. And now maybe they're going to try and make up for it with how can we keep paint on the license plates? I don't know. Sorry to sidetrack you.
Back to
LVMS and technology. And
so not the cheating times. The technology's surpassed you in the last 7 years. Not everybody else has gotten more creative than you guys. Do you think that's an issue? I mean, realistically, I'm not talking about just bomber division. You know, there's always gray areas and rules and all that stuff, and we all know there's a lot of people that push that. Do you think there's more of that going on than we might realize in most divisions? You know, guys cheating, blatantly just cheating until they get caught?
And then they continue to cheat.
Well, you get DQ. I mean, there's penalties if you get caught blatantly cheating, obviously, and those penalties should be enough to deter you and other people from continuing to do that. But does it seem like there's a lot of that going on?
What it seems to me is once,
just because somebody's fast doesn't mean they're cheating.
Once a vehicle gets absolutely true. I think once a vehicle gets DQ'd, the tech says, okay, we already caught them, and turns their back to them.
So once they're caught, they'll inspect
them
again?
Is what it seems to me personally.
And you're not talking in general, specifically the tech you're going through currently today, but most techs at most tracks.
I'm not saying LVMS. I'm not saying
Perump.
I'm saying
it seems like that's the
norm. It seems like when they get caught and get DQ'd, tech says, okay, I already caught them.
So now move on.
Move on. Mm-hmm. Who cares what they're doing now?
Right, because they've already been caught.
Yes. But that's what it seems like
to me.
But
if they were caught for something, they would have had to correct that issue, being re-teched, that and being deemed
but
that.
But there's the question. Do they get rechecked?
Well, they should be checked and deemed,
that's the question.
Deemed within the rules again before they're allowed to race, correct?
That's just like I say, if you refuse tech, you shouldn't be back on that track until you are teched, period, if you refuse tech.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you would get DQ'd points-wise.
If
but
you
you're
refused.
Saying, okay.
If you blatantly said, I'm not teching, I'm cheating, or I've done
whatever
this,
reason.
Or I've done this,
well, yeah, you shouldn't,
whatever it may be.
Well, you shouldn't. I can see that. You shouldn't be able to race if you're not going to play by the same rules everybody else plays. That's like saying, let's say everybody's playing soccer, and one guy says, well, I don't want to play by your rules, but I still want to play. They're not going to let that guy play in the same field as everybody else because he's not playing by the rules. He might be like carrying the ball like a football and not playing soccer. Right? So it's the same thing you're saying, you know, hey, if the guy's blatantly not going to, you know, play by the same rules, then he should not play at all.
Right.
He shouldn't
exactly.
be able to race the same race that everybody else is racing.
Exactly.
Do you think that happens?
I do, yes.
Really?
I think I agree with Gary. Okay. The envelope has always been pushed since
day one. It doesn't matter.
That's a part of the game that people are looking for the gray area.
Yep, you see it.
Okay, we constantly
you play it. You read about it. It's
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
It's our sport.
Okay. If there's something wrong with the car, all right, I would like to see it retect upon a one race grace, and that's before the race. Okay, if there's a problem, we're going to let you race with this tonight. We're letting you know it's illegal. But when you come to the next race, you need to change it. That's a one race grace.
Well,
okay,
what
fine.
If he wins that night?
Oh, that's fine. He won. Okay, he was caught. He was told to change
okay.
it. That next race, it needed to be done. Give the person, the driver, the car owner, one race to fix it.
Now,
okay. If there's a problem, all right, and just say anything, heads, whatever.
Right. You're talking right? performance
enhancing. Of
enhancing,
course.
Not necessarily safety.
Of
know.
Course. Okay. Safety should be addressed right away.
Right.
I mean,
pass or go home.
Yeah, exactly. Fix it,
yeah.
And then come back through tech again. Okay. But to look at a car once. All right, fine, you're DQ'd. You need to look at it again. I don't care where that car finished the second time. If I finish first, okay, and I get DQ'd for something, that next race, I better be checked again to have it fixed. Am I on the right page?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
if there's something wrong with my heads and they are illegal, that next race, no matter where I finished, should be brought back in,
right.
Or at pre-race, the next race.
Well, here's what you do then. You get like a list of five illegal things you can do. Well, you get caught for one, you fix it for that race, and then take the other one off the list. And then the next week, they pass you on this. You take that off the list, fix it, and then take. So you got
and
you rotate it.
And, you know, by the way, the text message I just got said, it ain't cheating if you don't get caught. Which is exactly right. I mean, come on. Everybody is doing something, plain and simple. It's up to the tech. As I used to say in Pahrump, it's a cat and mouse game. It's up to the tech to do his job. Because I'm doing my job.
Right.
So it's up to the tech to figure it out.
Simple. I ran an air filter there. They
sure.
said it was illegal. I had one race to change it.
Right.
Okay. That's something simple. Tearing down
four races that he got away with it.
Okay.
And then you pulled some out of your list and switched it to something else illegal. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. But they finally said,
right.
you know,
you
need to change it. Okay. The one thing that I liked. Was, I don't know, 05, 06, 05, Gary 04, Bordell?
04.
04, Gary Bodell was at, we're on the same
tech. Yeah.
Okay, Gary Bodell was in tech, and he had a receipt book.
Okay.
Okay, if there was something wrong on your car, he write it down. Went into his carbon copy. He gave you the receipt.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. When you showed up the next week, he pulled out that receipt book, and he went right to it. All right?
And
said this was a double check system.
And along with that receipt, he would go home, and he had a page in a notebook for 65, 33, whatever.
Now, was that list available or posted for all teams to see?
No.
Maybe
no,
it
no,
should be.
No. Well, I don't want nobody knowing what's wrong with my car.
Then
why?
Fix it, right?
But, right, but when Gary would give us the ticket, so to speak, and he would give us a ticket and say, go home and fix it, this... And then, as Jay just said, the next week you come back.
Why won't they post that, though? I mean, to me, that should be posted. Because let's say, for instance, I knew, like, you know, you're in my competition. I know, hey, man, last week you got busted for, you know, the air filter, let's say. I'm going to make sure you change your air filter by next week. I'll be like, hey,
that's not your job.
I know. But that's making the tech guy's job easier because now there's other eyes watching that.
You're wrong. You're not the tech guy. I don't answer to another driver.
Nope, that's
I don't answer
nope,
to another
nope.
owner.
It's not my.
They don't need to know.
It's not up to me to tell you, but maybe I'm going to go tell the tech guy, hey, did you make
sure
you
smell a rat somewhere.
Yeah.
No, listen. I smell a rat in this building.
out in the public, in our society, if you're busted for something, it's public information. If you go to jail or whatever it is for committing a crime, why isn't it the same thing? You're basically committing a crime if you're cheating and you're busted for it. Why isn't a list like that available to all the racers that pay to race?
Well, I'll tell you, that's something that finally Tim Richter had done through emails, what somebody was disqualified for.
Right. Which is good. Because I never
had
that.
No, we had no idea what Stafford or Damchek or Stetzer, when they were out there,
well,
they were DQ'd. For what? We don't know. He was just DQ'd. Now, if the driver wanted to divulge that information, that was that information.
Right.
Okay. But
because
we knew what they were disqualified for, which I can see in a good – I don't care what other people are doing.
Well, then do you care?
I answer to the tech guy.
Well, do you care then when the top five guys get, you know – pulled off the track and they'd go through post-race tech, they allow you to get close enough to kind of see what's going on and stuff like that. Do you care? If a lot of people want to see what they're teching for. If that's the case, then who cares what they're teching
for? Well, most of them.
Keep it private.
Most of them.
They shouldn't disclose what they're teching for then either.
90% of them wants to see what they're getting teched for, so they know they're not going to get busted.
That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't know. There should be a private tech then, so nobody else knows what they're teching for.
Yeah, but at the end of the races, when you get told, hey, pull your carburetor up, you don't get told at the beginning of the race, hey, after this race, you're going to get your carburetor taken off. The tech officials keep what they're teching private until they pull them said five cars in.
And they still don't tell you because they don't let you in the tech area.
Well, yeah,
that's
but then you know the great
if line. If the drivers that were teched want to divulge that information, that's up to them. Okay, that's up to them. That's not up to tech guy to divulge what he teched for. He can be asked, if he wants to tell somebody, that's up to them, and let it spread throughout the division. All right, but that's something that is left. I answer to the tech guy. I don't answer to another driver.
Nope.
I don't answer to another owner.
Right, you pay the track to race. They pay you for your finish. Your business relationship is with the track, not with other drivers, period.
Okay.
Which is fine. Which, to me, though, but if you posted what, let's say 10 guys had, whatever.
Illegal air filters.
What's the harm in posting what those people got busted for this week. Next week, if you see that same name up there three times, it's like, man, this guy's getting away with something. It's going to keep everybody on the same page.
It spreads, but...
But then it turns into rumors if it's not, you know, if it's in black and white, nobody can say, well, I heard this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if it's post... I don't know.
I'd rather you heard that than somebody's blowing smoke up your ass. Okay, you can believe who you want to believe.
Right.
Okay. You know. You know the people who are going to shoot straight forward
to
you.
Hey, you can use that as something. Hey, you can tell people, hey, have you ever seen me on the cheating board all year long last year? No, because I don't cheat. I don't get caught.
You don't have a cheating board.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There should be one.
There should be a cheating board.
Yes.
There
should be a cheating board.
I don't know
board.
If they make a board big enough.
They have to wrap the tech barn with the cheating board. Everybody's name.
Have you opened up a boring program?
That's the cheating. That's the cheating list, right?
Have you opened up a program?
Well, no, except for the last five drivers in the points.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, you should be cheating the most, trying to get the fastest. The guys at the back should be like the ones cheating like crazy. But.
That car doesn't even spin out by itself. Okay, it doesn't go fast enough to spin
yeah,
out by
itself.
Yeah, it
needs help to get spun.
Exactly. A lot of help. But, you know, it's should there be a cheating? You know,
I'm just bringing up, should it be posted or not if there are, you know.
I think if somebody is disqualified, I'd like the emails to know what for.
Not necessarily who, okay. But what the reasons
because
were.
Because, I mean, so many years went by that we saw...
But you're only talking about the top five guys that get teched.
We saw on the internet, okay, the number 33 was DQ'd.
Right.
Now you're reading this, and you're looking, well, what for?
Yep, right. I don't like
okay.
that either. So.
I would not want my name up there, DQ, bottom. DQ, okay, could mean of various things outside of cheating.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It doesn't necessarily mean cheating, right.
Yeah. You could have been disqualified for unsportsmanlike
fighting,
conduct.
Right. Or being
You could have been disqualified for alcohol in the pits.
Speaking for who you associate with.
And boy, do I get that all the time. Speaking of DQ, this past weekend at Havasu, Mr. Tim Richter was disqualified from third place.
Oh, that's a good finish. Now, do you know why?
I choose not to say.
Because if it was posted,
no.
He had an illegal air filter.
Nope.
No.
Actually,
he was associating with the wrong people.
Nope.
He backed into a fence.
Nope.
He had
He had a brain fart. He finished third and went through his pits.
Oh.
Their rule down there is when you...
Top three cars go to tech automatically.
Immediately. Which, that sucks. You know,
he chose not to.
Right.
And you
did
know
he
what?
Choose not to, or he just forgot?
No, he just didn't go to...
Oh, he forgot.
Directly to...
So, should he be allowed to race?
And
next race?
And no, that's not a performance advantage.
It could be if he was cheating.
And the way he got caught was he was pitted next to the fourth place car.
Oh.
So they
called the fourth place out.
No, they immediately went over and said, hey. Oh.
Do I smell all right? Oh, look, he's pulling in. He didn't go to tech.
So that brings up a good point. Like, for instance.
You know what? I don't mean to use Tim Richter as this example, but he simply didn't go to tech. That's not a performance advantage.
So now stop. Stop.
This goes back to what we were saying. You might not be disqualified
for
a cheating violation, a performance.
Right.
This is what Gary's pointing out.
But let's just say, for instance, he didn't go because he did have a issue on his car that he knew was a performance-enhanced issue on his car. That's why he didn't go to tech.
Okay, but we can't prove that.
No,
because
he didn't go to tech.
He knows that.
But he gave up his third-place finish, obviously.
Yes, but what he got DQ'd for is not going to tech.
Right.
He didn't get DQ'd for an illegal air filter.
All right, let's say you get pulled over for DUI, for drinking, you're driving, and you refuse to take the test,
you're going in.
They eventually will make sure you're not under the influence.
That's the law.
And you automatically...
That's the law. The law for not going to tech is disqualification.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What we're talking
about here is the reasoning behind the DQ. Instead of seeing on a website DQ'd, there is a number of reasons you can be DQ'd, like,
now, see,
like
okay.
Gary pointed
now,
out.
Now, in Tim's case, wouldn't you want that to be disclosed and on a saying, this is why I was DQ'd? I mean, it's up to him to tell people, yes, that's why I was DQ'd, but that's his – somebody else could say, well, no, I know that's not why he's DQ'd. It's because of this. But if it's not disclosed officially by the track,
I'm saying in the past, when you saw a DQ next to somebody –
you
automatically, every owner, racer, and fan says,
you're cheating.
And that's not the case sometimes.
Right.
That's not the case. And Gary pointed that out.
In this particular case, he got DQ'd for not showing up in this particular case, not going to tech. Now, your question is, should they tech his car when he goes, if and when he goes back? Not showing up and getting in trouble for a performance advantage, in my eyes, are two different things. Not going to tech or a performance advantage.
Unless you take the lesser of the two evils.
And at LVMS, when you come off the track, they point to you so you don't get a chance to go back to your pit.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if they still do it at LVMS. They used to pick a random car also out of the top.
Used to be the top five and one alternate.
And one alternate.
Right.
Anywhere in the pack.
Yeah, anywhere in the pack. Do they still do that? I'm assuming. I don't know.
I never finished up high enough to find out.
It could be anybody in the pack. It doesn't have to be. Could be.
I never finished the race.
Could be the 3,800-pound car in the back. I don't know.
I'm one of the last ones to come off the track.
They're already taking the tracks... evacuated, but you're still on the track trying to get off, like 10 minutes later.
I'm one of the last ones off the track, and usually that tech guy is already gone.
Right.
He's got the four.
They're shutting the lights off. There's somebody left.
He's got the four, and he's waiting for the winner. Okay? He's usually gone, or he's on his phone texting.
I mean, Tim, I'm not picking on Tim. You know, I'm just trying to look at scenarios.
And we're not trying to pick on Tim, but using disqualifications, and this past weekend was a perfect example.
Now,
does he have a performance advantage? We don't know that.
Well, it'd be different if he came in and teched and then was DQ'd for an issue, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's the first thing you jump to.
Right. Everybody does. DQ means they're cheating. That's in everybody's head.
Let's get over that.
Right.
Now, the first thing you jump to, he missed tech. My question to Gary was, did he forget? You jump to... Immediately, everybody jumps to, he knows he's got something illegal on the car.
And here's why. How long has Tim Richter been in racing? How many races has he raced? How many techs has he teched? How many times has he been pointing to the car to come into tech? Yeah, we all forget it does happen, but it's based off experience.
Yeah, but this,
why I would jump to that conclusion.
This
is his first year racing as a newbie, a new guy. I would say, you know what? This kid's new. You always jump to that. I'm not saying that's why. Because of experience, you would think.
Hey, maybe
that
he was hung over. Who knows?
I'll give Tim the benefit of the doubt.
Me too. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you why I would jump to that conclusion right off the bat.
Tim is getting old, and maybe he has to go to the bathroom. What was it? A 50, 100 lap race?
75.
A 75. He didn't depends up or something. Okay. Tim's getting old, and who knows? Maybe he had to go to the bathroom. That's why. I mean, Pete said screw third place. I'm not shitting in my pants.
And again, we're not.
True.
No, and again, we're not picking.
And I'm not
Tim.
Saying
we're,
I'm not saying that's. Well, I'm just. You brought up why would I think any different, and that would be a reason why somebody could think different is because
he's
not just a new guy, introduced to racing.
No, it's a good question. Yeah.
That's all. I will tell
you, when I saw that on the result, I was like,
And all that was there.
You know what? In Tim's defense, he's won out there before. He's had top three finishes before out there many times and never needed to or ever had to have a reason to be DQ'd for cheating or anything like that. The last three or four times, right?
The top three cars have finished in the top three spots all three or four races. Yes. And you're right. He does know.
But I'm not saying that's why, but that you asked why I would think that based, you know.
It's like jumping to the conclusion when you see DQ, right away people think it's cheating. If now they hear he didn't go to tech, right away they think, oh, he knows he's got something wrong with the car.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what?
He could have been sick.
It's just like any – I don't care what subject it is. There's always that conspiracy theory at some way, some point, somehow.
And he knows he effed up. He knows it. Tim's not a dumb guy. He knows it's 100% his fault. He didn't even argue the point. He just drove off.
Yeah.
Loaded his car.
What do you argue? Hey, it is what it is. Sorry, guys. That's it. He'll go out there. Guaranteed, Tim, obviously, he'll go out there and be able to get third place, first place, second place, next race if he wanted to, and tech and be fine, not a problem. Yes. There's nobody saying anything about Tim.
Maybe it didn't matter to him, and he just used the race for a testing tune. There's a number of reasons outside.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And obviously, we're not speculating, we're not speaking for Tim, nothing like that. It's just it's an example.
Well, it's exactly what I was told when I asked why he got DQ'd is he didn't go to tech.
Right.
So
let's bring him in. Let's have him on the show.
You are still, please come to the barbecue.
Let's have him in.
Of course. We'll
open invitation, Tim, anytime.
Don't forget, before the race coming up here at LVMS, we do have our second annual Racers Barbecue February 21st. That's a Sunday. You want to make sure you make it. It's free. Food, drinks.
And for all those honest races out there, we're adding in, if you want to bring your cheating parts over to the barbecue, we'll gladly dispose of them properly for you.
Hey, we don't care if you cheat or not. Come on over. We welcome everybody.
We'll not hold any bad thoughts about you. Just bring them in. Pile them on a table. And we'll help you out this year.
Is this like the
shit? We'll be able to build three cars out of all that stuff.
Like the
three. We had 39 start in the bombers.
Oh shit! Maybe six cars.
Like the police program where they like, we won't ask questions. You just come in,
drop your guns off.
Okay.
Everybody, just come in and drop your entire motor off.
So that's got the whole car off. We got like three cars out here. What's going on? Now, of course, everybody's welcome.
We're making it too easy for tech now.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
February 21st.
Just trying to help people out, that's all.
Hey.
I'm just always being helpful.
JJ always being helpful.
Yeah.
I want to see a list of people that were cheating. That's all I want to see.
You can go.
We'll get away.
There was only two cars in the bomber division disqualified this year.
Yeah.
And we got an email on that, and you probably got the same email.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's the first time I ever received an email out of LVMS in regards to a disqualification.
Well, and what they did was they came out with the reason for
a new rule behind it.
Exactly. They came out with the reason for it. They came out with the punishment for it, and they came out with the solution for it, at least for now, to try to resolve that issue for everybody. So.
And what did they have? They had a one race grace to fix it.
Right. Absolutely. So plenty of time.
I'm a firm believer.
And that
now
goes along with what you're saying.
Okay.
A one race.
This is what
one race
this
grace
is what Gary Bodell did. You had a one. Yes, you can go out there that night. You can win, but you were already notified. Fine. You had the ticket. Now next race, we need it changed. Okay. That's all. Just a one race grace. And then if it's not fixed,
you can't get out on the track.
Not to go backwards.
I agree
here.
With Gary
okay.
on that.
Not okay. to go backwards here, but my understanding now is Tim Richter went to his pits for less than 30 seconds, didn't even take his helmet off, didn't get out of his car, and nobody even touched his car, and he backed out and went into tech. And they
waved him off.
Yes, they told
too
him.
Late.
See, that's,
too late.
That's a,
can't even
yeah.
go
see,
by.
See, that's a tough.
You can't even go by your pits.
See, because yes. you can't blame the track for doing it because they're trying to be consistent.
Yeah, and
you know,
exactly.
You can't blame the track for doing that.
And my understanding is, and I don't remember seeing it from the last time I was there, and it's been probably a year since I've been there, mm-hmm. but my understanding is it's posted great big everywhere on all the fences, top three go to tech, right. top three go to tech. As they did in Pahrump on the board,
and yeah, and like you said,
he straight out forgot.
Yeah,
no, exactly. And 75 laps, man. Your adrenaline is pumping.
And if you ever go to Havasu, depending on where you're pitted, your instincts are when you pull off the track to go right to your pits. We all do it. We have issue. We race. We go to our pits. He don't race there every week, so it's not a routine for him to you know
yeah.
to race, get top three. Go to tech.
And you know what? Let's see even further. Maybe he didn't realize he was third. Maybe he thought he was fourth. I don't know. I'm just...
That's a valid
point.
Because they don't run receivers there, do they? I don't know if they do or not. So.
I don't believe so, but they do use transponders. But that's another thing. Maybe he thought he was fourth and not third because... Maybe a car passed him after the checker.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
Now, that's something with Havasu. You come off in the third turn, and that's a long way around.
Right, you got
to go to tech.
That's what I'm saying.
Now,
depending
do
on
they have a guy there?
No.
That is pointing?
Nope, there's
maybe
no guy.
Maybe they need a guy there.
Right. That says, hey, go to tech.
Hold him up on the back stretch,
yeah.
and he's got a big card.
Tech.
Card
yeah, that says tech on it. Right.
Tech, and he shows it to the driver.
Right.
No, put it down for the next card.
Right.
Okay.
Because I mean, how you can do that because I've done it coming off the track. My instinct is depending on where you're pitted to pull right into your pit. Where if let's say he's pitted down the first aisle, he might have passed. You know, would have had to pass his pitter, go all the way around, and then over to tech.
And
so,
you know,
and what about the lapped cars? Maybe there was a lapped car in front of him.
Exactly.
He didn't realize it was a lapped car and thought that was the fourth place or the
well,
third
either way,
place.
Even,
I mean,
even if he didn't,
I don't know. I'm just,
yeah.
You know, and I've been in situations where they pull me in tech, and I'm like, I'm not even in the top five, and they're, oh, you finished third.
Was the scoreboard broken?
I don't know.
Did they change it quick enough? That you know, I mean, did he get third on the last lap out of the fourth turn? You know,
yeah,
there's
a lot
number,
of yeah.
number of reasons. I mean, LVMS, you know you're going to tech.
Yeah,
okay.
they have somebody.
All right. Usually Matt Vargas is there pointing. When he's there, you know you got to go to tech. Now, does Havasu do that? Coming off a turn?
When Matt Vargas points me to tech, I say, what the hell did I do this time?
That's not the finger pointing to tech. That's
oh.
the other finger.
Oh.
But you know what? No, I don't think they do have. I've never seen a guy off the exit
no,
point
either,
there
either
at Havasu. But yeah. And on the other flip side, you know, you can't blame Havasu for waving somebody away from tech because they're trying to be consistent, and that's the rule.
Yeah,
you know.
It,
so
and it means Tim Richter is a track manager. Obviously,
he should understand.
He knows the rules,
right?
But as I don't know why I have not right. talked to.
No, and we're not speculating. We're just bringing up examples
and
scenarios.
We're not picking on him
yeah,
either. We're just
not.
Using it.
That an example of
yes,
so.
Yes, and it's the same thing. Maybe he did think he finished fourth and went to his pits, and somebody said, "Hey," but
either way,
in Pahrump there was for me. Two incidents where I didn't know where I finished.
Right.
I just went to tech automatically. Okay. And that solved everything. Then the tech guy goes, where'd you finish?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You don't know.
How okay.
the hell do I know?
And
you didn't say first. What do you think I finished?
I did. I knew I wasn't first or second. I wasn't sure whether I was third, fourth, or
that's
fifth.
That's funny.
And he asked me, I said, I don't know, I think it was like second or third, man. Just write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
That's
second
all,
or third.
My car.
Go ahead and radio that up to the booth.
All right.
Or you get, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Where did I finish? Yeah. Well, I don't know where you finish.
Or you're holding a trophy.
Okay. And you get asked. You get asked. Did you win? Nah, they're giving out trophies just for appearance. That's all. I had the prettiest orange numbers on the car this week.
Yeah.
So, you know. If there's a discrepancy, you know, if you don't know, that's what I did in two incidences. I didn't know where I finished. I got spun, lapped. I lapped other cars. Other cars got spun. There were no yellows.
Right.
Okay, yeah. The race went from green to checker, and I'm not sure. I'll just go to tech. What do I got to lose?
Yeah, you know, and that's a pretty good point, because if you're not sure, you might as well roll through tech, and they can say, no, you don't need tech, and just roll you through, but at least you showed up to tech or whatever. But either way, any rule changes this year that you noticed for your divisions, the Bombers, or anything that you know?
I haven't noticed anything.
I haven't heard
still
it.
Running
I
the,
haven't
the
heard
last
it.
Year's
I haven't got any
rules.
Emails to such.
Okay.
That's it, as far as I know. Weight rule, lifter rule, those were the two rules last year. So, nope, haven't heard anything. I guess we'll find out, March 14th when we go register?
Now,
and we get a rule book?
You can register early, I believe. You don't have to wait till that pre-registration date, do you?
I don't know what that date is yet.
Or the I'm talking
we
about.
We have
the,
registered early in the
past. Yeah, I thought you could register in December back in the day, but I don't know.
Not as of today. Mm-hmm. Not as of right now, you can't register.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to wait.
Wait till that March 12th date so far, huh? Well, that kind of sucks. We'll see if you go register early.
If we don't have two cars running.
Yeah, you might not want to register yet, yeah. You don't know if you're going to be ready or not. Well, you can register. Can't you, Jay?
No.
No? Why not?
Huh? They won't let me.
Well, if they let you, you could register. Yeah, that's true. Oh, well. What time is it? Oh, my God. We didn't even take another break. Damn. Where does time go?
Well, you got everybody out there cheating automatically, jumping to
no,
conclusion.
No. I wanted a list of everybody's cheating stuff because I want to see what am I doing different than everybody else.
I want a one race grace. I want to double check, like Gary said.
Well,
just don't check them once, DQ them, and then let them, and then ignore them the next race.
I mean,
race.
They do have a one race grace, I would assume, but it might be at the tech's discretion, not like a set rule. You know, haven't they done that in the past? Like, oh, hey, even with your air filter, just say, hey, you got to get this fixed by next race.
Yeah, but is that a performance advantage?
Well, it is if depending on airflow. I mean, for one horsepower difference on a 3,800 pound car versus a 200 horse difference, yeah, that you know, probably not much of an advantage.
Is it a performance advantage? Is the thing, just
but
like safety.
But if it's a one horse, it doesn't matter. It's an increase
but
in horsepower.
Have,
then yes, it is
have,
performance enhancing.
But then you get the crybaby. Okay, that goes
with
well,
a big S at the end of that.
Yeah, crybabies. Well, if he runs
plural, yeah.
Why can't I run it? So you put yourself in their shoes.
Well, exactly. If you let one, you got to let them all.
Then you got to let them all. Okay. So, you know, that's I mean, even with an air filter.
So why'd you wait four races if you knew you had to change it?
Because we know tech.
I didn't have money to buy one. That's all.
And by the way,
the
air filter in question was sponsored to us.
Okay, and that's so, good. That's a good answer.
Free.
That's a good answer compared to having.
Okay,
to
it was sponsored
by it, especially in a bomber division.
Okay, we have no money. All right, there is no money. So when you get something sponsored to you, you use it as long as you can.
Illegal or not, if it's
that's
sponsored,
it.
You use it. Is that the answer?
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
It wasn't illegal in years past.
Right.
I was asked once, politely, to change it. And I told him the story. It was sponsored to me. He said, you need to change it. It's not paper. Okay. Fine. Showed up next week with it. Not a problem. Showed the next week up. Not a problem. Okay. Showed up the fourth time, and I was politely asked, look, I know this has been mentioned to you. I'm going to ask you nicely. Please change your filter. And then I did.
Would you have been pissed? Like, let's say you decided, hey, I'm not going to change it. What the hell? Would you have been pissed if they DQ'd you the next race? Or would you be like...
The next race, if that's the case, yes. Over an air filter in a last place car, have at it.
No, but no, it's a rule. It's a rule, though.
I said have at it.
But hold on. I would have been mad for them not doing their job
the first
time through.
So they should have enforced that, whether it's a paper or a filter or if it's a valve issue or whatever. It's the same. An illegal infraction is an illegal infraction.
Here's the thing. He was asked to change the air filter. Okay. Four races later, they finally said, okay, now we're telling you, change your oil or air filter or don't bring it back.
So should
that shouldn't have happened four races.
Okay, it should have happened the second race he came
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Now, should they then put in place a value system? Let's say an air filter versus a illegal head.
No.
So let's say you get a 2-point, like you decide not to listen for four races. Should they dock you 2 points for the championship points?
This ain't Super Walmart value. Blue dot.
I'm saying put a value on your infraction. Then you should listen the first time.
I should have listened the first time.
Hey, but you said you would have got pissed if they DQ'd you for an air filter four races later.
Time out. He shouldn't even have made it four races because they should have done their job the next race.
So let's say he didn't listen, what should they have done?
He didn't.
I know. If they said something at that time.
They should have told him the next race, hey, look, we told you last race, don't bring it back.
Or what?
They told him four
or
races.
What?
Well, you're DQ'd.
So he's still going to get DQ'd for just an air filter.
But hold on. They waited four races. You're missing that four races, not the next race.
I showed up the next race, and I went to Gary, shit.
No,
I agree.
I'm just bringing up the point, but I agree. They have a list.
I actually forgot.
Right. They have a list with
and
your name on it.
And then the next race.
Let's say there's 20 drivers. They have a list of 20 drivers when they go through tech that should have under your name air filter.
This is where we go back
right.
to what Gary Bodell did.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right. But the problem is they don't follow up with what they tell you.
Right.
Okay, but there's been things that I've been told, and I've pushed, and I've pushed, and I've pushed, and I've pushed.
But maybe they put the same thing on it as you're saying is why DQ him for just an air filter. Well, maybe they said, well, it's just an air filter. We'll let him get some time on his own. It's like slapping a little kid in the hand, and he's like, hey, I'm not getting in trouble. I'm going to keep doing this. You know, maybe they just because it was just an air filter, they allowed you to go ahead and hey, we'll give you the chance to change your air filter. The next two or three
they
races.
Did, and this old man forgot.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Reminded me.
At some point, you know, I don't care if it's one race in or 12 races in, you know, if it's illegal and they finally decide, you know what, man, we told you this the first race. You finally got to change this goddamn air filter.
You remember
right?
the cat and mouse game I was just talking about?
I know. You know, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm bringing up an issue.
But hold on. Remind you, we're not the only ones that do that. Don't put it on us.
No, exactly. And we're just talking, so it brings up good issues. You got a problem with this? Next week, please call into the show.
Yeah.
We're live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. You know, please join us at onwheelsnow.com, and we'll talk about the same issue and other issues you want
to
bring up.
Love to hear from you.
So we'll talk to you next week here at onwheelsnow.com at 6 p.m. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for listening.